Real scene of struggle found. Excitement prevailed today among those interested when it was found that the scene in which the fearful struggle between the dead girl and her assailant took place was not on the second floor of the pencil factory, as it was thought, where a few strands of her hair were found in the cogs of a steel lathe, but in the dressing room of the place. This was made certain by drops of blood all over the floor of the room and a rag of her dress that was picked up and which showed that it had been used to gag her. The strip was of silk and had been cut with a knife from the front of her lavender dress, which was new and which the child was wearing for the first time. It was said that the discovery was made by some of the girls employed at the factory who slipped upon the blood which, in one place, had formed a small pool. They ran out excited by the appearance of the place. The dead girl's hair had only caught in the steel lathe when her murderer had dragged her by it. This would go to corroborate the belief of several persons acquainted with the tragedy's various angles that Mary Fagan never left the building, or at least only for a short while from the time she entered it to get her money Saturday until her lifeless form was picked up and carried from the basement by the authorities. They say she might have either been accidentally locked in or purposely taken back in the building by her murderer, who obtained entrance either by a key or went in by prying off a staple from an alley door. Logic involves Negro. In either instance, the assailant had been keeping close tab on her actions and either procured a key for himself to go in or bribed the watchman to pass him. This would also bear out their insistence that the Negro Newt Lee, in jail, knows more than he pretends to about the tragedy. Certain it is that it seems strange, it is argued, that if a livery stable man next door to the factory could hear the girl screaming at midnight, anyone in the building could have heard cries very clearly, unless he was asleep or away from his post, which the watchman does not claim he was. The livery stable man had paid no attention to the cries, as he thought it was Negroes carousing. The dead girl's sister said that the child's mesh handbag, which was of silver and which has not yet been found, did not contain any valuables, and she had very little money in it. When she had started off to town, Mary had told her mother she needed only a dime, that she was going to get her pay and wouldn't want any more. Her hair ribbon and other little belongings, along with her parasol, the child's sister had also seen and recognized.